चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरविषये कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमा हरि वृंदाई तुलसी दत्ते प्रियायै केशवश्च च कृष्ण भक्ति श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम I am offering my lakhs and lakhs of dhanvat pranam to my lotus feet of my Gurudev Srisila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj. Also, I am offering my so many dhanvats in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru. Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pasasun Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaj. I also want to convey my dandavat pranam to my most bosom friend Sri Sri Nitya Lila Pravisht Sri Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj. You know the relation, my relation to Swamiji. I have told you, and all are acquainted with this. From 46, I was connected to Swami Maharaj, and still I am connected. I think that Gaur Govind Maharaj met me just at this time when Swamiji was leaving this world. And I was there. Swami Maharaj has called me to meet in his last days. After my talk with me, he never talked anything a word from anyone. So when I was there, Swami was very happy to see me, and tears were coming in his eyes. And he told that, oh, everything will be managed very, very well. Because he was thinking in what will be in my last days, who will give my samadhi, and who will do all these things. But when he knew that Narayan Maharaj has come, he was so satisfied. It is told in some what?
Biography.
Yeah?
Biography.
it is. And he told his disciples, especially to Tamal Krishna Swami, that now I am not worried, I am satisfied that he has come. And he took me to sit on his own bed. But I did pranam to that, and I sat on the chair very nearby to him, and he told me so many things. So I have told all these things. When our talk were ended, then he told that all Tamal Krishna, Brahmananda, and all the senior sannyasis of GVC, hear what he wants to tell. I told them, he said, never think that Swami is dying and he will be dead. Don't think. He should say that he is ever for he is
living forever.
Jor se bolo na.
Living forever.
He will not die. He will not die. But he can hide himself from us because you are not benefit. And he wants something from you. So I told them that don't quarrel after he is going passing away. You should understand always that he is with you and he is giving mercy. So you should do his service, obey him, his teachings, always remember. And don't quarrel for money, for prestige, for worldly anything. It is in that after going, Acharya, disciples have so many quarrels among themselves. So you should not. You should try to obey Swamiji and to preach more and more. And this by this service you will be so much glad. He told again that I brought so many boys, they are not so well
trained.
I request you to train, to give him help, and also you should try to give my samadhi from our own hands. And you should try to manage my Vira separation utsav. I took his orders on my head. He told them all that you should go and take Maharaj to the temple and all the places where I have done something. Then Tamal Krishna and all the seniors were coming to with me and showed where he is to take bath, where he is to take something, where to write, where to do all these things. And I think that we met there with Gaur Govind Maharaj. He was very, very, very learned person, and he had come in a very devotee family. His father and mothers were Vaishnava. In our line, Vaishnava line. So from boyhood, he was brought up in the in a line of Vaishnava. So from when he had not joined ISKCON, he was of that spirit, inborn Vaishnava. And he has so much impressions of his last words. We can imagine that thing that a person cannot do Krishna bhajan from boyhood. When you met Swamiji or your Gurudev, then you incline to do some bhajan. But he has some past impression. I think for me that when I burn, I don't know from where I'm chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I don't know. From very boyhood, where there was sense, all are telling that, oh, you chant always Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Because I was also in this same life family, Vaishnava family, my father and mother, all were Brahmins, not so-called Brahmins, but really Brahmins, and really Sri Sampradaya Vaishnava. Ramanuja Sampradaya, Urdhapunda Tilak, Tulsi Mala and all. So it was with him. And from boyhood he was brought up in that manner. So he was so humble. He was so learned person. He was Vaishnava actually. When he met me, I was chant that, oh, he's a very good devotee. You know that I always give classes on Vrindavan Leela. Anything philosophical, but yet it will turn into Radha Krishna pastimes. Anything I will tell. At first I have so much taste in philosophy, but after that I left it. Hearing these slokes of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, Chaitanya Charitamrita, anarpati charing chirat karunyavata vinakalo, samarpayitum unnatojjwala rasangsva bhakti sriyam harihapurvat sundar dyuti kadamba sandipita. Sadaridaya kandari suratamas. So, I let all this Vedanta, athato brahma jigyasa, tattamasi, and all the Vedanta sutra. I read Gita, but after that test was also gone. Sarva Dharma Anuparitajya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is also external. And I don't know why my taste came for Krishna pastimes, especially with gopis. That's in Raya Ramananda Sambhad we are going to explain. So I saw all these things and qualities in Guru Govinda Maharaj. He was in the same line in which Swamiji was, and in which I am. So a bosom friendship was increasing. Last summer, I went to Puri to write some books. When he heard, he at once came from Bhuvaneshwar. 94 he came. And invited me to come to Puri. But unluckily I could not go there. But once I have been there. When Guru Gobind Maharaj was not in Bhuvaneshwar, but he was in Western countries, anywhere, I don't know where he was. His disciples so much gave me honor. Then I returned to Calcutta. So, I know, I have read his books. When I was coming here, his disciples presented me his two books, newly written by him and published, about Raramanand Sambhada or anything. I received that book and I saw. So he was in Raganuga way bhajan doing. In this world, Raganuga, Sadhak Vaishnava are very, very rare. for which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. I know that some of his god brothers, they opposed for this. And for this he was so much disturbed. I know this fact. But I don't fear for anyone, from anyone in this world. I only fear from Vaishnava offenses. Nothing. World, whole world will be one side. Like Swamiji and my Gurudev, I can stand alone if whole world be one side. I don't care. I care for bona fide Vaishnavas, bona fide Gurus, and in our disciplic lines all Acharyas. So, in his last days, he was not honored. Because I think that they were not so advanced in bhakti cult. That is why it may be. Or anyhow, I don't know. But I honor him as a pure Vaishnava. And he was surely here. Luckily I have come to this place and seen and reminding him. So I am giving my Pushpanjali to his lotus feet. No light.
First time in America in
load setting.
No, we are in India now.
Vrindavan.
Candle? Lantern? I have explained one slok there. Nano pachar kritapujanam arthabandho premnaiva bhakta hridayam sukhvidrutam syat javat khudanti jathare jaratha pipasa tavat sukhaya bhavato nanu bhakshyate. You can read the meaning and purport of this slok, then I will explain.
Ramananda Rai continued.
Yes, so try very patiently and very deeply. Then you will realize the meaning and you will be very much satisfied by that meaning.
As long as there is hunger and thirst, eating and drinking make one feel very happy. When the Lord is worshipped with pure love, transcendental bliss is awakened in the heart of the devotee. There's no purport to this verse, but there's a very long purport to Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita.
Afterward.
Yeah.
Here, I've told the meaning. And you are hearing the meaning. That if you are hungry, and thirsty, then there is a value of that water and that food. And you will have taste in that water and in that food. If you have no hunger, you are not hungry, you are not feeling thirsty, then how beautiful things, water or any sharbat. Sarbat, you know?
Sweet drink.
Yeah. Sweet water. But, what is this? Water? I shall keep it. If you have no hunger, you are not hungry, and so many delicious things are coming, then, what is this? I'll take something. Very good. No taste. But you are so hungry, so much hungry. Whole day you have not taken anything. And so thirsty, like Ranti Dev in Srimad Bhagavatam. You know Ranti Dev? No?
Yes.
So thirsty. He had no water for 5 days, 6 days. Nothing, no water, nothing to food, no eat. And if You have like hunger like that, hungry like the him. Then anything without ghee and without butter, roti of Indian, roti,
chapati,
without ghee, dry, or chawal and dal. And you will say, oh, very tasteful, very tasteful. But if you are not hungry, not tasteful. So it depends on your hunger and
thirst.
Then if you have prem, love, affection for Krishna, and if you will offer anything, then Krishna will be happy. And if you have no prem, no affection, like Duryodhan, no? Like Jarasandha, Kamsa, they will give, he will not have this thing. But anything which is not good, not tasteful, but yet Krishna takes. So it depends on prem. But example is opposite. Yes, sir. Try to understand. Not very easy. Not very easy. To explain these slokas, want some service of Gurudev. Without serving and without coming in the contact of our Gurudev, not hearing from him, cannot adjust. We cannot deeply think about this. Here it has been told. If anyone has no hungry, he is no hungry, and he is not thirsty, then test will not come. But in this sloka it has been told also that if anyone has no prem, love, affection for Krishna, then Krishna will not be happy. So example is not proper. We think like this, but it is not so good. The example has given full take means?
Correct.
But you should understand that if one man is hungry, then anything without ghee and without taste, it will be very tasteful. Why to Krishna? If you have prem for Krishna, then we should be satisfied, we should taste, but it is told that Krishna will be happy. Why? Krishna is always Atmaram, Atmakam. He has nothing to take from anything and he is happy. Nothing from anyone. He will never be hungry. Like he is Brahma. Self-satisfied. No desire at all. We have so many desires. We have so many desires.
Curtain.
Oh, what you are doing? One he knows, he can do.
Yeah,
it should go on. It should go. For all, it can be. If it
yes,
is.
Yes, you have
to have. So, I was telling, give attention. Give attention. Don't look behind. So, if we have love, affection of Krishna, and offering, then we should be satisfied, we should be happy, we should taste it. Why Krishna? It has told in this shloka that Krishna will be happy. Why it has been told? Opposite? Understand this thing or not? Yes. Not very well.
Something.
Why? Again, try to understand. I have some affection for Krishna. I am offering Krishna with my heart. Then, savai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhokhache ahetukya pratihatta jayatma samprasidati. What is the meaning of samprasidati? Samprasidita.
Fully satisfied. Fully satisfied.
Who?
Krishna.
Why?
Because he is the soul.
Atma means myself.
But in this shloka.
Why?
Because he is the soul, the Atma.
Same meaning here. We are serving Krishna. Huh? But hunger is in me. Love, affection in me and offering. The meaning is very deep that if any devotee is offering anything from his heart with love and affection, then Krishna will have appetite, otherwise not. Why? Because he is nirgun, no ambition, no appetite, nothing. He is Brahma Parabrahma. No? No wish, nothing. Niraka Niranjan, Nirvishesh Nirgun. No? For whom? Those who by mind think that Krishna is Parabrahma. I am same. All are same Parabrahma. Tattam Asi. This is Vedanta theory. Shankaracharya has explained like this, but our acharyas have not explained like this. We are the servant of Parabrahma. We are also Brahma, a part and parcel of Brahma. So all we are servant. And in Shankar Advait philosophy, all we are all Brahma and we will mixed at last. But here we will meet. But how we will meet? Like we have met so many persons here. So many devotees, not entering in anyone, not like being, what is the name of this Prabhu?
Vaishnavananda.
We have come here and meet, and you have come to me and meeting with me, but you have not become Narayan Maharaj. You are the same Prabhu, same Prabhu, same Prabhu, and I am not Narayan Maharaj. Like a bird going in the
nest.
We cannot see from outside, but she is like bird there. So we can go to Golok Vrindavan. We cannot see, but there lakhs and lakhs gopis, servants, lakhs and lakhs cows, so many mountains, so many rivers, so many animals, so many all things. Anyone cannot mix in anyone. You know, they say that a glass of water. Bring one glass of full water, full brim, mixed. Then all will be water, mixing in water. So there will be no difference. When Ganges goes into sea, everything is mixed. No Ganga, everything becomes sea water. But it is wrong. A particle of water does not mix in other particles of water. If two brims, full brims of water and make them, then all will fall down. Understand me? No, or not? If there are two glasses of water and we have one glass to take and mix the water. Water will not mix. It will
overflow
and fall to earth. If they are becoming one, they cannot
overflow,
but not become one. Quantity is going on. growing. So they are not mixing with anyone. But we are not saying we cannot define it. Example, take there a heap of stones, or there are so many lakhs and lakhs seagulls. Seagulls means?
Seagulls?
Bakri.
Or seagulls.
Seagulls. And a person is taking care of all these things by his sticks. Take any of seagulls and mix in them. You cannot take it out again. But who is controlling and seeing and watching, he may take. But all these seagulls will not, never mix. I took a seagull and gave color anywhere, red, and let him mix in the
others.
And easily I can take that. Oh, see that good. Similarly, any jeev cannot mix with Brahma, but they define like so. So, if anyone seeing that Krishna has no appetite, no desire, no taste, nothing, he has no indriya senses, then he is not correct. So when we see that I want to give something offer Krishna, I have appetite, so Krishna may have appetite. And he is so eager to give Krishna and waiting for Krishna. When Krishna will come and take. Like Yashoda, like gopis, they are preparing so many good things, tasteful, so many things. And, oh Kanai, come on, my dear son, come on. Your father is hungry, he is waiting for you. Then Krishna goes there dancing, and he sits in the laps of his father. Says, oh father, I am so hungry. Otherwise Krishna never be hungry. So here, Yashoda has given offering Krishna. So in the same way, if we are offering anything and we are eager that Krishna should take, then Krishna will have appetite, surely. And he will take and taste and he will be pleased. And seeing that he is pleased, myself also be pleased. The example is like that. I think you have understood something. So he is telling that that nano pachara. So if you have no prem like this, Krishna will not please, and then you will also not be. Brahma Jnani see that my Atma, my soul is Brahma. I am myself Brahma. But the devotees see that I am servant of Krishna. Jivere Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. So if you do bhakti, then Atma of Atma, soul of soul, is Krishna. He will be pleased. So Jayatma Samprasiddhati. This is the meaning. We should not try to only realize our soul, but you should try to know Krishna, who is Krishna. Automatically we can see. If sun rises, we can see sun, and by his help we can see everything and also us and all. So by serving Krishna, everyone is pleased, myself will be pleased. And if you are trying to please ourselves, then nothing will be done. Like in night, we cannot see sun. By our lakhs and lakhs efforts, when sun will come, rise, and we can see easily. So when the mercy of Krishna will be done to us, then we will realize everything. Don't try in worldly manners without Guru. You will try and you will fail. So in Upanishad also it has been told like so. He is looked at. Jakhan tahake boron kare tokhan jane. Nayamat ayam atma pravachane na labhyo. Nayamatma pravachane na labhyo na medhaya bahunasute na jam eva esha vyanite. When Krishna will see that he is trying hard and hard for me, and he will be pleased, then he will be merciful. And he will say, oh, he is qualified now to give my mercy. And then we can know him. Otherwise, by our senses, lacks and lacks efforts, we cannot know him. The efforts we are doing, that is Vaidhi Bhakti. And prem descending from there as in the shape of Vishuddha Sattva. It comes by the mercy of Krishna. There are three kinds of devotees in Golok Vrindavan. Unka parikar?
Associates.
Are of three kinds. Nitya Siddha. Sadhana Siddha. And Kripa Siddha. Nitya Siddha, they are not like Jivas. If Jivas are there, they have never tested this world, very far away from illusory Maya. Nitya Siddha. And after that, there are so many parikars of Krishna, they are Kaya View of Baladev Prabhu or Srimati Radhika. All the sakhis are Kaya View, manifested. Expansion of Srimati Radhika. And other jivas are like expansion of Baladev Prabhu. And after this, those jivas who have come from Baladev Prabhu are Nitya Siddha. And those who are in control of Karnadishai Vishnu, from there they come down. They are of two kinds. One practicing Bhakti Yoga and going there. And others without practicing, by the mercy of Krishna, are devotee. Kripa Siddha they are. They will again never come, they will return from there. So this, we can come to this world, overcome, if any person, any devotee is sent from there by the wish of Krishna. They are Nitya Siddha Parikar, like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur Swami, like my Gurudev. They are not souls, worldly souls. But conditioned souls. So, by their mercy, we can go forward, otherwise not. If anyone has a guru like this, they are so fortunate. And those who have any guru and again he falls, like in world sea, in this world sea, that he has made any guru, and after some time he fell. He made another guru, and again he fell. He another, and again he fell. Very dangerous. It seems that we have no such impression of birth, last births. That is it. But if you will surrender yourself in the lotus feet of Krishna or any Vaishnava, they will take us in a line again. Surely they will take. So we should see where their bona fide gurus are not. How we can know? We are for so many years in Vaishnava association, and there are the symptoms have been given in Srimad Bhagavatam. So we can see. Tasmat gurum prapaddet jigyasu shraya uttamam sapte parishanishnatam brahmanyupashyamasya. I'm not going to explain more this thing. I want to go forward something. Then he told, what I explained, it is for Vaidhi Bhakti. If no prem, Krishna will not be controlled, but he may be happy. And he can give worldly wealth, reputations, he can give salvation to or heaven. And so many loks, like Patal Lok, Brahma Lok, all loks he can give. He can also give lower lok from Shankar, and that is called Brahma Lok. Brahma Sayujya he can be. But Vaishnava don't take. They don't take. If Krishna is giving, throwing all these things towards him, he, no, no, I don't want. They have nothing to do with all these things. And if I have to tell of this salvation, even Dwarka they never want. A Krishna, having no bansi, no peacock feather here, and he is not telling that I am the son of Yashoda and Nanda. Even Krishna, they don't like that Krishna. They think that, oh, he may be Dwarkadhisha anymore. No connection with me. Oh, he will do. Oh, so many pranams to you. If you have any power, you can bless me that I may serve Krishna and Radha in Vrindavan. Now he is telling, if they have any past impression, from where? Not by Sukriti, by the blessings of Vaishnavas, unconditional mercy. Then they will come in this line. Bhakti has two lines. From beginning of Shraddha, you know what is the paribhasa?
Definition
of Shraddha. What is the seed of Bhakti? We tell like this, but in fact it is not true. These are, when Shraddha we see, it is external symptoms. What is internal system?
Symptom.
What is that? Guru gives this seed. The tendency of serving Krishna and Radha or Krishna. When I am telling Krishna, then you should add Srimati Radhika also. Without power, Krishna cannot live alone. Shakti, Shakti, Mato Raveda. When I will speak of Krishna, then you should think that also Srimati Radhika, power, energy, attribute, all are there. And Srimati is there. So here, I want to serve Krishna. This mood is the seed of bhakti. And Gurudev gives the seed in our heart. At first he clears the heart, make it fertile, and then gives this thought. This is the root of bhakti, that is called seed, bhakti seed. Then the outer symptom, the kya, bharvala?
External.
Will be seen like Shraddha. What is called Shraddha? What is called Shraddha? Faith in Guru Vakya, faith in Shastra Vakya, faith in Krishna teachings, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, that I will serve Krishna. If and will cut my head, if and cut in pieces, so many pieces, I will never give up Hari Bhajan, chanting of Krishna, worshipping of Krishna. I will die by not eating. I will live in one tree, one night here and there, having nothing, but yet I cannot give up bhakti. Like Haridas Thakur, he told. You remember perhaps? Khanda-khanda jadi jai, hoi jai, jai deha pran. Tvami badane na chadiya. He tell to the murderers, demons of Chandakaji, that if you'll cut me in pieces, I can never give up Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
This is called bona fide Shraddha. So we should have this bona fide Shraddha. How you know? From where? From Guru Vakya, Shastra Vakya. All Shastras are sharing that if anyone will chant one Harinam, even he will overcome all the birth and deaths, endless ocean of that suffering and sorrow, certainly. So when a person has